everyone, welcome or welcome back to my channel and on my podcast and life goes on by Tanvi. I am Tanvi and this is my channel and on my podcast. Depending on where you are and what you're listening to, a very warm welcome to all of you. So I want to make this video of how I first met my higher self and the answers that I received from my higher self in that particular session and the questions that I asked my higher self. Because that is one experience that when I look back now, I don't know how it happened. It was completely miraculous. Because at that point, I had different goals, I had different agendas, and you will realize the distinction. There was a huge gap in my personality of what my higher self was and where I was headed towards and where I was there at that time and where I wanted to go in that at that particular time. At the same time, I would just like to say that this was this experience happened when I was not officially into spirituality, though I do believe that we all are spiritual beings having human experiences. It is just that our egos and our fear of what would people think and, you know, our social conditioning stops us from believing what our intuition and our gut is always trying to tell us. So it's that disconnect is only because of that. It is not because we don't know we are spiritual or we don't have psychic gifts and it just happens all of a sudden. The only thing that happens in a spiritual awakening is that you break those barriers of ego and fear. So before I go on and tell you about my experience, I would just like to explain what a higher self really is and how you can connect with your higher self. I might upload a higher self meditation later on, in maybe by this week, on my channel, so that you can also connect and get guidance from your higher self. So let's first get into what higher self is. So this idea might seem a little out there for some of you, but just understand and listen to it with an open mind. Okay? So our existence is not just in this moment and right here, right now. Although this is how we should be living our lives, that this moment is all we have to live, so that we don't worry about the future a lot and we are not always stuck in the past and we make the best use of this present moment. Okay, but time is constantly moving ahead, right? But at the same time, our soul is super expansive. It's bigger than what we can imagine. And I always say that the more we understand the concepts of zero and infinity, that zero is something that is absolute absence of anything else, right? And that is how minuscule our presence is when compared to the existence of the entire universe. And infinity is something that is bigger and beyond than what we can ever, ever, ever imagine. So think of the biggest thing that you can think of. And that's bigger than that. That's infinity. And somehow the size of our soul is similar to zero and infinity. It might be zero when we compare it to the infinite universe, but it is infinite when we think of our own lives. So our existence is also bigger than our own imagination. I hope that was not very confusing. This is a personal theory that I came up with long back, that the understanding of zero and infinity will give you an understanding of how big your existence is. So what I mean by that in the most simple terms is that we do not only exist here and now in this present moment, but we also exist in the past, we also exist in the future, we also exist in some other parallel universe, we also exist, have existed and are still existing in our past lives as well. So time is sort of an illusion. Okay, I know that this idea might seem very out there, but just allow yourself to digest this fact. Or maybe temporarily accept that, okay, let's just assume that time is unreal, okay? So just understand that you have sort of existed in every single place. So the future that you're headed towards is a paradigm that you have already visited. That is your past as well. And the past is somewhere your present or your future. Too confusing? Okay. So in even simpler words, what I would like to say is that we are infinite beings. We are bigger than our imaginations. We exist everywhere in multiple universes, in past, present, future, all together. Okay. Just I don't know, give yourself time to just digest this idea. Now, the accumulation and the culmination of all these versions of ourselves, you know, the possible futures that we can live, or the possible past lives that we have had, the past that we have or are living, and also the present moment, like all of our potentials combined, is our higher self. Okay, so our higher self is essentially a version of ourselves that has already, that is aware of every future possibility, that is aware of every past possibility, that is aware of everything that we can do, our capabilities, our potentials that we don't see right now. So our higher self knows us. In simplistic words, our higher self is our soul. Because like I said, that it's very important to understand the concept and imagination of infinity. Because if we think that we can really imagine how big infinity is, then our understanding is very restrictive. Getting my point? Because infinity is something that's beyond our imagination. And that is how big our souls are. And each and every person's soul is that big. So just imagine our potentials and our capabilities. Now, because our higher self is a version of ourselves that is completely aware of who we are, who we can be, the version of ourselves that could possibly exist in future, or where would this future, if for example, if we accept a particular job, where would that job lead us towards? And what is going to happen then? What is happening right now? So all these versions is already like there with in the knowledge of our higher self. So hence, our higher self is constantly guiding us so that we are able to live a life to the best and fullest of our potentials. At the same time, our higher self also knows what we truly need and desire. So we might think that we need a particular scenario to happen or play out in our lives, but that's completely not the case. And that is exactly what you'll get out of my story. And But our higher self already knows what we really need. And so our higher self would give us intuitive nudges. For example, don't do this, don't do that, go try that, you know. For example, when you meet a particular person whom you know is not good for you. So you might not be able to get the strength to get out of it, but you intuitively, you might just know, you know, that I don't want to be with this person, or I don't want to take that job. There's something missing, there's something wrong, you know. That's something, that gut feeling, those psychic insights are often nudges in the correct direction, or there are no rights and wrongs, like, to be honest. But, you know, in our most desired direction, where we can live to our fullest potentials, those intuitive nudges are from our higher self. So now coming to my story. So this happened long back in 2020 when I had recently broken up with somebody and I had moved into a new apartment. But then this was not a time when I was really officially into spirituality. Okay, so I was not into healing modalities. I was not anything, like, you know, officially doing anything. I used to use Headspace a couple of times, and I used to listen to Headspace and meditate for, I don't know, 10, 15 minutes a day, and that is it. But otherwise, I was seeking regular therapy. So I was in my therapist's office, and my therapist, and this was in Germany where I was pursuing my second master's. I was also working as a student research assistant in the field of data science, and I was working on a research on artificial intelligence and writing a paper on that. So at that time, my goals were very different from what my goals are right now. So at that time, I just went for a session with my therapist, who was also a hypnotherapist. So he used to use hypnosis as a means to heal me. So in that one session, he tried hypnosis on me. So in that hypnosis, he asked me to imagine a lake and to step into a boat and go into that and just row the boat in to a small island in between that lake. So I just did that. I just visualized that, completely unaware and had no expectations of what would happen. Okay, so I just rowed the boat and I went there, and he asked me to imagine myself, like imagine a version of me sitting there already. So I just got out of the boat, and this was again the time when I was not I repeat, I was not meditating at all. I was not really officially into any kind of spiritual practices. So I was not healing myself, none of it, okay? None of it at all. So I just got off the boat, like in the meditation, and I stepped onto the island and I saw a version of myself in my meditation. And that version of myself was, like my therapist just asked me to imagine a version of me. And my therapist wanted me to ask questions from that version of me and just see what answers do I get. And just he also wanted me to imagine that this is a version of me who has already sort of accomplished the things that I want to accomplish. And so I just sat there and I saw this version of myself who was in yoga pants and in sports bra and was sort of bigger in size, you know, like not like obese or something, but just was like taller and broader and had like this amazing figure. Okay. And so I just and was very calm and peaceful. And I was not calm and peaceful at that time. I was very rageful. I was very angry. I was holding a lot of grudges and I was very pissed off and I was quite depressed and anxious at that time. So I just sat and I just saw this version of myself in my meditation and I was perplexed in that meditation, but I just kept going on and just kept going on with the visuals. And so I saw this version of me that was just sitting there and meditating and just you know, sitting there in Sukhasan, so like with legs folded, and was just meditating and very calm and peaceful. So I just sat next to that version of myself and I was very surprised, like, what is this? Like, you know, my ego and me in my meditation was also confused that how do I expect me to be this calm? Like, what's going on? I don't think I can ever be like that. I am very short-tempered. I don't think I can be like this. And I don't even know if I am headed towards this direction. So my therapist then guided me to ask a couple of questions from my higher self. From a version of me. He did not use the term higher self at all. So I just asked, like, okay. And I just asked a question that, when will I get married? That was my only concern. Because I was like, okay, when will I find a boyfriend? Because I don't know, for some reason, that was the top in my priority list at that time. And so my higher self just smiled at me. So this version of me just smiled at me. And she was like, it wouldn't matter. And I got irritated in that meditation. I was like, what? But I want to get married one day. I want to find somebody. And when will that happen? Does it happen in the future? Is it happening? Is that what you are? Like, do you have a family? Do you have something? Like, do you have a boyfriend? So, and I was being that rude to this version of myself. That version was still very unbothered and just smiled at me. And I was like, you wouldn't care about it. I said, how can I not care about you? Don't know me. You are me, but you don't know me, you foolish lady. I would like to have a guy in my life because I think that, you know, we all need a guy or a boyfriend. That is something that we should have in our lives. So I was very codependent at that time. So then this version of me smiled back at me and was again very peaceful. So very peacefully she looked at me and she said, trust me, it would not matter to you anymore. I said, this is a weird chick. So then I said, okay, fine, but do you have a PhD? Like, do I get a PhD in my future? I don't know, for some reason, I was only asking about whether I will get certain things in my life. Okay, so I was sort of channeling my own future, which was even more surprising. So I just asked, like, okay, but then, do I have a PhD? Like, is my paper published? And do I have a PhD and a job as a professor or something like that? Or am I working as a scientist somewhere? And so she smiled and she said, no. And I was heartbroken at that moment. I was like, no, but like getting a PhD and being a scientist and being a professor is the only thing that I want in my life ever. And how can you say no? Just visualize that you are Dr. Tanvi something and you have a PhD. She said, no, it would not matter to you. This is not something that you desire anymore in the future. I was like, what is this version of me that's sitting in front of me that does not care about the fact that she's married or not? She's not bothered about the fact that she doesn't have a PhD, I don't know, what is she doing with her life? What are you even thinking about, fearing your future, you stupid lady? So, you know, I was actually very agitated in that meditation. But this version of me was very calm and composed, and I just asked her, like, okay, what do you do? She said, you will know. And you don't have to worry about anything. You are on the right path and you will soon realize what you want out of your life. And what you want, what you think you want right now are not the things that you would want later on. And you will be very glad that all of this happens. And everything that is happening, just let it happen. Allow the things to fall apart and release control. And releasing control for me, you know, for the old version of me that was sitting on the other side of, asking questions to my higher self, was very weird. And I was still very agitated. So I was like, no, but I don't care about the other aspects. I want the PhD. Listen, this is my only dream in life. And I don't think that this is negotiable. She said, you just need to trust me. And you just need to let go and allow things to happen. You are destined for something else and you will soon realize what it is. For now, just relax. Sit back and relax. So this happened, and then my therapist guided me to sit back on the boat and come back to the island and say bye-bye to that version of me. And I don't know, it was a very strange experience. And I didn't even realize when I started becoming that version of myself. Then I remember I went to H&M and I bought the exact sports bra and the yoga pants that I was wearing in that video. And I started practicing yoga because, I don't know, I just had this inkling. And, you know, eventually other things happened and I found spirituality and I started being very calm. And after a few months, this entire conversation and this entire experience started making much more sense in my life. And the strangest thing that happened was that I was not expecting to meet my higher self. At that time, I did not really know what a higher self was. I did not really know that I was channeling my own future, and the future that I would desire one day would be very different from what I think I wanted at that time. And releasing control would be very peaceful for me. I thought that, you know, if I have everything under control, if I follow the rules of being the good girl, of getting the good job, getting the good grades, doing the right thing, then I am on the right path. But the right paths of what my soul really desired at that time was very different from what I was actually doing. Yeah, so that was one experience, I think, when I encountered my higher self. At the same time, I would also like to say that your higher self is a version of you that would keep evolving. So now when I connect with my higher self, sometimes I see the same version, but sometimes I do not see the same version. Like later on, I saw that this version of me started changing as well. So like the more I came in alignment with that part and being like that person, I stopped, like that person also kept evolving. Like the more I became like my higher self, I saw that my higher self started to change even more. So it's something that I wanted to share, and I thought that, you know, maybe this brings more faith into your life, and I don't know if this helps in any possible way. Yeah, so that's all that I have for you, and I really hope that this was helpful in any small possible tiny way. Yeah, and bye-bye, take care.